Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tim Corcoran. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Billingham. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Billingham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Otis. Staub reaches second base with a double. Trammell scores. Whitaker goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from May and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0 for 1 in the game. Corcoran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Corcoran reaches second base with a double. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mankowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. McRae reaches second base with a double. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. McRae moves to third. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Porter and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. LaFleur moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Staub moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thompson moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Tigers. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cowens moves to third. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Billingham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cowens tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Tigers. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Mingori now pitching. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Mingori covering, for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez pinch hits for Phil Mankowski. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker is called out on strikes. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kemp hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek misplays the ball. That's an error on Potek. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Corcoran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Randy McGilbury now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. May moves to third. Corcoran moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. LaFleur strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun pinch hits for Freddie Potek. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Frank White. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Tom Paquette. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. UL Washington now playing shortstop. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGilbury fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Washington fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Corcoran. Porter reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. It's 6-2, Tigers. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 3 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hurdle for the out. Cowens moves to third. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.